Hi, welcome to the Bowen Buzz podcast. I'm your host, Chris Reed, and I'm talking the buzz on Bowen therapy for therapists, clients, educators, or anyone interested in the soft tissue industry. The show where we get to meet interesting Bowen practitioners, trainers, and where we get to hear from experts sharing their secrets to assist Bowen therapists growing their businesses and growing their lives. Welcome to the Bowen Buzz. Today we get to talk to Kate Dewey. Kate is an award-winning graphic designer who specializes in branding and all the things that come with branding. The other day on Bowen Therapy Geelong and Beyond, which is a Facebook site for Bowen therapists, it's a business support Facebook site, we were talking about logos and branding. And a lot of people, we invited people to put their logos up and tell us why they chose or why that or what that logo means to them. And it was really interesting because people had lots of reasons, and particularly those people who had maybe created their own logo, but then there are also ones that have been professionally created as well. And I thought it'd be great to get you in, Kate, today to have a chat to you about that, and while that was sort of all happening at this time. So
sure,
I really appreciate you coming and having a chat to us on the Bowen Buzz.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
So, Kate, can we start from the start?
Sure.
How did you get into graphic design?
Oh, gosh. That's a very, very, very long story. Well, I got first involved in graphic design at when I was in high school. And I loved it. I just loved creating new images to represent different things, whether it be a business or whether it be just an art piece or that sort of thing. And funny story, my graphic design teacher said, Kate, you're not very good at this. I wouldn't recommend you pursuing this. And I was just like, well, I'm going to go and do it because I love it. And ever since then, I've, you know, never really looked back. I've gone to university and I've gone to TAFE to study for 5 years. And then after that, I decided I'm going to start my own business after being employed locally in Geelong in the industry for maybe 5 years or under 5 years. So decided to start my own business. And ever since then, it's been, just providing great design solutions for my clients.
Because graphic design is a really broad area. When you say I'm a graphic artist, you can be doing
you can be doing all sorts of stuff,
So you tend to specialise?
I tend to specialise in branding and strategy supported by graphic design. So when I say supported, I mean, like you said, graphic design is a very, very broad realm to be involved in. But I specialise in the creation of brands for businesses or rebranding for businesses who are looking to grow their base, their client base.
And branding is almost an industry jargon word, sort of, I suppose.
Yeah, it's kind of like, what is that?
What is branding? What is branding? Yeah.
Well, branding to me, it's about people and relationships. It's about communicating with your client or your prospective client, who are you and what makes you different from everyone else. It's your story. It's not just a typeface or an icon or anything like that. It's more than that. It's about everything that encompasses you and your business and what communicates your story and what makes you different.
So it's not just a logo.
No, it's not just a logo. It's all sorts of things. It does include your logo. That is part of your brand, but there is a whole myriad of things that take into account your brand. So it's your story. It's, like you said, your logo, your icon, it's your colours, it's it's a very long list. And I can actually put up a list if you'd like.
Oh, that'd be great. We can put that into the show notes if you would. That'd be fantastic.
I think that would be really valuable to your listeners to be able to see what is a brand, what makes up a brand, and how they can use that to leverage their business and grow.
Is the logo the centerpiece of a brand, or is it just a component?
It is one of the centerpiece parts. Without a doubt, your logo is extremely important. It sets you apart from your competitors. It sets a professionalism and the tone of your business. If it's done without the professionalism that you require to communicate what you're about, it can really be at the detriment of that business.
Right.
Because it communicates on your behalf when you're not there. It's your brand advocate, so to speak.
Okay.
So when you're not there to represent your business and communicate what you're about, your logo does that for you.
Great. When you meet someone new and they say, "Oh, I've started a business, but we're starting a business, and or even a new arm of the business, and we want a new brand or a new logo," what's the process that you go through with them?
Certainly. Well, it's not a very long process. It's just a very well-defined process. So it involves different stages. The initial stage is obviously the consultation stage, where I find out more about their business and find out whether or not we're a good fit. Not all design studios are a good fit for everyone. So I want to make sure that I deliver the highest level of value for that client. And if I'm finding that that I may not be able to do that, or they're wanting something very specific, I always refer to, you know, people within my industry who I know would be able to assist.
Who's going to be a better fit?
Yeah, exactly. Because you're not always the best fit for everyone, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. It just means you're getting the best quality outcome for that client based on their needs and what they're requiring.
Mm. So how do you gain that information? What sort of questions do you ask them?
Yeah, I've got an actual document that we go through. It's like a brand workbook that defines things like, well, you know, what's the background of the business? Why did they start the business? It's not just creating pretty pictures. It's about, okay, what makes you different? Why did you start the business? And, you know, where do you want to go with your business? Are you wanting to grow and expand worldwide, or are you wanting to just keep it to one practice, or, you know, many? It's a very deliberate document.
Yeah.
So it's quite clear, and I just listen to what their story pretty much and document as we go. Mm.
And it's interesting, often we think about, or we see someone who's made their own logo, and that happens a lot in our industry, which is fine.
Yeah.
However, do you ever ask the client, what's your favourite colour?
I do, but it's not based. I do ask them that to try and get a feeling for if they've already chosen a colour, why have you chosen that colour?
Right.
Sometimes the colours that are chosen for specific industries aren't the best colours to be chosen for that purpose, because colour psychology is actually really powerful, and it determines a buyer's behaviour or a client's behaviour and the mood that they are in when they're around that brand or when they interact with it. So believe it or not, it can be really, if it's not done properly, it can have
a negative effect.
A little bit.
Right, okay.
So it really depends on the industry. It really depends on their ideal client and who the audience is that they're trying to attract. And then you choose colours based on that, not because the client likes purple or likes blue or likes green.
Right.
It's based on more than that. What does their client like? What's their client attracted to? So what are they
responding to? I mean, I must admit, you actually designed my logo.
I did, yes.
and the people on... In fact, you designed my podcast logo as well.
I did.
I'm very excited about it.
Yes.
And people will see that when they log on and have a look.
Yeah.
But when I started out, I had my own logo. I wanted a butterfly. So
yes.
I went to Clip Art.
Yep.
And I had a butterfly. But
yes,
the problem was, about 4 years later, I couldn't find that same butterfly anymore, or it changed, or it was removed. And now I've got three different sort of butterflies on, some on DLs and some on my web page, and some on my, and they're all different.
Yeah.
And it really, there was no consistency there.
No, and consistency is very important.
It is. So then I said to you, Kate, didn't I?
Yes.
My logo is a butterfly.
Yes.
Can you go and do something with my brand?
Yes.
And what you came up with was, it just blew me away, because it was a modern butterfly, which really said a lot about me, but still had the essence of why I wanted a butterfly there, because it was about symmetry, it was about lightness, it was about gentleness,
and
it was about balance.
Yep, yep.
And that was my brief, if you like, and you came back with an amazing logo.
I did,
so I was really excited about that, but you didn't say to me necessarily what's your favourite colour, although you worked within the colour scheme-ish that I sort of had out there with that work with that.
Exactly, yeah. That's right.
And that was my story.
Anyway. Make sure you put that up on the Facebook group.
I'll put it on the Facebook group. That's right. So, so branding is so much broader
than
just a logo.
Yeah.
And
yep.
what do you get if you go to a professional rather than doing it to yourself, Kate? What could you...
Well, I suppose it's why you go to a professional for anything. You want a job done properly with the expertise that that person has. I've been in the industry now for over 10 years, so I've got a wide breadth of knowledge. And I like being able to assist business owners with that knowledge. It's very specific, it's very niche, and I know how to do it properly. And I'm not trying to say that other people can't do it properly, because they can. But it's that expertise factor that you get. Whilst the business owner knows intimately their industry, I'm able to take that expertise that they have and communicate it in a fashion that, you know, elevates their business to the next level and gives them the ability to grow their business, utilizing the tools that I know and the knowledge that I know. And then, you know, going on to the next stage of, you know, their stage of growth.
Because people often do... sometimes rebrand, don't they?
They do.
So is that something you do a bit of?
I do, actually, yeah. I've assisted numerous businesses over the years who have gotten to the stage where they're like, right, we started off with this brand and it got us to this stage, but we're wanting to adapt it and develop it or change some things within it because our business has grown and maybe the direction's changed or they could be expanding. So it's kind of re-evaluating where we're at and how can we do this better with our brand. So I've assisted numerous businesses over the years with that. So,
great.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, some of the big corporates, they change, don't they?
They do.
Sometimes it's more of perhaps a modernisation is what happens.
Yeah, just evolving. You need to keep with the times. So I suppose... the brand evolution is really important for a business because it takes you to that next stage or that next level. And it's recommended to refresh every now and then. As long as you keep your values the same and there's some continuity and it's executed well, you can do a rebrand really effectively.
And is that something you take, we didn't mention values before, is that something you take into account? You ask them, what is your mission statement?
Absolutely.
What are your values?
And that's the foundation.
Encapsulate that, yeah?
Yeah. Brand values are incredibly important. They determine where you're going with your business and what you want in your business. So without knowing that, they're the cornerstone and the foundation of any business, really. So knowing that information makes a professional like myself and their task a lot more seamless because you know what you're communicating and you know what the outcome should be. Based on those values.
And you get to represent those values within the brand.
Yes, and we use imagery, colour, type, all those things together to represent those values.
So, Kate, what might be a consequence if people don't invest in their branding or invest in their rebranding or logo from the outset?
Sure. One of the main things that might be a consequence of not investing in your brand would be people don't understand what you do. Whilst I know we're talking to allied health professionals and people in bone therapy and that sort of thing, so if you're not communicating through your brand what you do and how you do it differently, people disengage a little bit because they don't understand it. So there's a danger of that. People may not understand the value that you add to them and how you solve their problem and how you do it efficiently. And also, people might actually choose your competitors over you based on the professionalism or how professional a business looks. I don't know about you, but sometimes I go onto websites and if I see that things aren't quite right, I'll make a little bit of a snap judgment of, oh, can this person actually deliver what I'm looking for?
Which could be even a subconscious decision.
It is. Yeah. You don't actually realise unless you're consciously aware that you're making that decision. But it's one of the determining factors of whether or not you're choosing that business over another business. And also your sales may not convert as well. It's also another thing about professionalism, about, you know, presenting the image of professionalism. So people may, you know, question that a little bit. And you might also end up with no business at all.
What do you mean?
As in, if you choose not to invest in your brand, your sales may not convert as well, and therefore there might be a bit of a drop-off in sales.
So if people were, perhaps, that is something to maybe take into the mix of people standing back and having a look at their business and business growth, or perhaps even lack of business growth.
Mm.
One of the things to consider is, what does my branding say about me and say about my business?
Sure, exactly. It's very, very important to the success of your business.
Fantastic. Kate, thanks very much for coming onto the Bow and Buzz and having a chat to us today about
the
importance of branding and the importance of logo.
Thank you.
We will pop your details up onto the show notes, and also perhaps if you've got a list of information that we could pop up there as well, so people could review that and sort of see, and perhaps even compare their logo and what they've got going on, or their branding compared to what you put up.
That sounds great. I'm more than happy to provide that information.
Thanks, Kate. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
This has been Chris Reed on the Bow and Buzz. Enjoy the buzz. You've been listening to another episode of the Bow and Buzz podcast. So I hope you've enjoyed that. If you'd like to ask a question or suggest someone we could interview, please let us know by going over to the comments page. And if you'd like to leave a review on iTunes, that'd help us get the word out there and spread the news about the Bow and Buzz podcast. This has been Chris Reed. Have a great day. Enjoy the buzz.